You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So you are just doing your business, commuting to work in Boston. You okay,
Lisa? Saw that picture.
Oh, yeah. This mugshot is classic. A Boston man is facing charges after he attacked and robbed a man for his sunglasses at Back Bay Station. Transit officers responding to reports of a robbery found a 62-year-old man who said another man punched him in the back of the head because he wanted his sunglasses. Poor 62-year-old guy. It's not like he has, I'm sure, the most stylish sunglasses on.
No one in the world
wants transitional lenses.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
My blue blockers.
Not my blue blockers.
Please.
You know.
Are those the things that go over?
Those are those
big.
They're like the Cyclops visor that goes
blue
over
blockers.
Oh, my grandma used to wear those to
the senior
baseball game.
See?
Yeah.
Officers allegedly saw a man who matched the description of the attacker, found out he had numerous warrants for his arrest. The man, later identified as Anthony Zenaboni, 33 years old, allegedly did have the old guy's sunglasses and admitted he punched him and stole them. He was arrested on warrants for assault and battery on a police officer, assault with a dangerous weapon, malicious destruction of property, and trespassing. There is his mugshot.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
He looks...
Look at his hair.
I know. Everything about it. His black eye. Who gave him the black eye? The old guy, you think? The cops?
Probably cops.
Cops.
That is a wild... He's got like a widow's peak that's just he let grow or something.
Yeah, it's weird. He's got a weird look about
him. He's got everything about the dude.
He needed those sunglasses, huh?
Yeah, he did. To cover up that black eye.
Cover up that face. Like
I'm half Munster. I'm half Lemmy from Motorhead, and I love a good pair of blue blockers.
I want to see the shades. I mean, we gotta know what kind of shades this guy had.
I just can't imagine there. Like, remember that dude in Detroit who was robbed for his like $600 sunglasses or whatever they were,
like Louis Vuitton.
Yeah,
or
they
something.
Were totally blinged out.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you could understand, but a 62-year-old guy's generally not walking around with high-end sunglasses
on.
They might have been those fancy high def ones that you see on TV where you put them on and you see life in high def.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you're taking you have a real good shot on getting some sunglasses that you might see on TV.
With like, an old person.
That's the only style that you can get.
I don't know if you guys, you of course remember the DeLorean from Back to the Future, but would you want one now? You do?
I want one.
Well, good news, Chuck. They're bringing it back.
What?
DeLorean plans a reproduction run.
Yeah.
Of the Back to the Future car.
But are they going to make it? Yeah, they're going to like redesign it so it doesn't suck?
Yeah,
they're doing
sucked.
A new run of the DMC-12. It's in full swing. It should be ready by next fall. It looks exactly the same.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the problem is I had a friend who owned one and...
The inside was garbage, right?
Everything about it was garbage. I think the engine sucked.
Yeah.
Like, in reality, it wasn't a fast car.
Mm.
Like, it was... But I do think that they're cool. However, and I don't know if it's just because I love the 80s so much that I think they're so 80s and so cool, but if you get one, do you have to make it look like...
You better put a flux capacitor in there
for
sure.
You'd be a big loser. Yeah, you have to, don't you?
Plans for the new DeLorean include a new engine and modern amenities, but the same iconic looks fans know and love. The company has floated a price tag of around $100,000.
That's too much. I was about to say that's your next car, but
we might as well just get a Tesla, a real car of the future.
Well, if I was going to spend that kind of money on something, then I would. But if this thing floated in, like, at a reasonable cost.
If they had it for, like, $20,000 or something.
Wow.
And then you put the flux capacitor and all that in there, and then the joke is good maybe four times. Then you're stuck.
Yeah,
you're
right. With $100,000.
Could you imagine, like, the first two times joke. Are great. You roll up to the party in your DeLorean, you're like, yes! And everyone's like, yeah, dude, you did it!
Yes.
You got the Back to the Future car! I can't believe it! Wow! You're so crazy! What a crazy man!
I know.
And then time 10, you roll up, and they're like... Hey, Green Bean.
It wears off.
Yeah.
Still got that car.
I'm like, hey, I got the DeLorean still, guys. $20,000. Big payments. I got it.
You know what, though? I'm going to say this right now that I know that if they came out with a Ghostbuster car that James could drive.
Yes.
I don't care how many times you pulled up to my house.
Yeah, every time I come up, I'm rolling up. I'm like, somebody see a ghost?
Yeah, I mean,
check it out.
It would be nonstop. Yeah. And he would love it. You just have to love it yourself. That's all it's about. You
even can't. DeLorean, if I had that, I don't care if it's the 10th time, the 20th time. Every time I arrive, guys, I just came from the future. Yeah. Let's party.
He's got the vest on.
Every time, yes. I'll have the shiny hat.
Yeah.
Self-lacing shoes.
I mean, you'd literally every time be like, well, I'm off. I've got to go back to the future.
Not bad.
It's not bad, get old. I think it would get old.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to remember that every time.
I envy my friend because he was like, he got into this where he was like buying cars and then flipping them.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Back to the Future is such a weird movie, too.
Yeah, I know. He just wanted to own... He wanted to own a DeLorean, so he found one, he bought it, and then he sold it a little while later for a little bit more money. But
I just like the doors.
The doors are sweet.
The doors are the
car. There's another.
You can buy a Tesla that has those doors.
Yeah, other cars have those doors now.
Mercedes has those doors.
I hate those doors.
I mean, they're not real functional.
They're not.
They look.
You got to have a lot of space on either side.
Yeah. No.
I never thought of that. Like, if you're in a parking lot, you can't do it, huh?
I think the Tesla ones open up, like, they go straight up.
They go straight and up, then and out. Then they out.
Because I've seen somebody getting into their car at the mall once. I was like, what kind of car from the future is that? And then my fiance is like, I think it's a Tesla. I'm like, oh.
It's so sweet.
I saw somebody getting in their car. No, that's because they realized, like, those old school doors that just, like, winged out to the side, they'd hit the cars beside them.
I never thought of that.
So Tesla was like, they have to come up and be away from the cars and then go up.
Makes sense.
But, he builds rockets, so.
Elon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Elon's smart.
Yep.
He's like, I'm back from the future, literally. I'm Elon Musk.
Have you seen it? It seems like there's been stories lately where people are having trouble keeping their wine in the right tanks. Remember the Canadian guy was fired because twice he let gallons and gallons of wine leak out? Well, now a California river has been filled with wine when a tank of Cabernet Sauvignon sprang a leak at a popular winery.
Oh, my God. The fish are hammered.
Mm-hmm. Here's the story here. Take a listen.
All eyes on wildlife in the Russian River tonight after a 97,000-gallon tank at Rodney Strong sent thousands of gallons of 2017 Cabernet rushing from the winery to Ryman Creek into the Russian River.
We think this was a mechanical failure, but we're investigating it right now. It happened a little over 24 hours ago.
It happened at 1:30. Crews working in the cellar nearby heard something go wrong with the tank and tried to stop the flow.
Some amount of that went into the creek. We had two different teams pumping wine out of the creek. So some amount smaller than that, we think, went downstream.
The winery reported the spill to the Office of Emergency Services and other state agencies immediately. Today, those agencies are checking the Russian River and tributaries for any kind of trouble.
We saw signs of frogs in the creek today that were doing their normal thing. And we saw some invertebrates as well, which is a good sign.
The wine pouring into the river may have been diluted by runoff from the recent rainstorm, according to Tricia Taniguchi of Fish and Wildlife. And even from Sonoma County helicopters, there are no visible signs of a fish kill. Don McInhill, the executive director of Russian Riverkeeper, says there is reason for concern.
And when the wine, being an organic substance, hits the water, it starts breaking down, it consumes oxygen. And that oxygen in the water is what fish breathe.
And you.
Jesus.
Now, steelhead fishermen downstream anecdotally report they do not see any signs of a fish kill further down the Russian River as it heads down to the Pacific Ocean thus far.
I've had many times with Rodney Strong.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Rodney Strong.
Oh, Rodney.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Rodney.
He's like your colonel. Yeah, Rodney Strong's your colonel.
I haven't had times in a while with Rodney Strong, but there was a day.
I wish my name was Rodney Strong.
That's a man you want to get with.
Yeah. Like,
what should we call our company? How about Rodney Strong? It's got Rod in it and Strong.
And it's wine.
It's wine.
It's like wine spill.
97,000 gallons of wine.
Yeah.
97,000 gallons.
Yeah. I guess just because it's wine, you think it's not as bad as, you know, like what leaks here. which is a cancerous, poisonous.
Green ooze.
Yeah, we got the green ooze here, not wine.
You know? Rodney Strong is a very masculine name for wine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's good wine, too. It is really good. Yeah, I've been to that winery when we were in.
So that's the name of the wine. They don't, make other wines.
It's Rodney Strong, Cabernet, or like they've different wines.
Types of wine. That isn't like a company that then owns a bunch of different wineries.
I only drink Thorboner wine.
I knew that about you.
Yes, the wine of the Odinson.
Can I get a glass of Thorboner?
Two, please.
Two Thorboner Cabernet.
Please. I haven't had
something with
years.
Bubbles.
So, can I have a Moscato? Thorboner Moscato?
Yeah, I think Amber still drinks it sometimes, a little Rodney Strong.
Rodney Strong.
Rodney Strong.
Mm. It looked like a fancy place. You know they're doing well.
Well,
any wine place is doing okay, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if you spilled that much of Maynard's wine, he'd jujitsu your face right off. Yeah. I think he's protective of his grapes.
That's likely. I've had some times with Rodney Strong.
Me and Rodney.
Me and Rodney.
Way back.
She doesn't remember a lot.
How you been?
It's like a friend.
Nice to see you again, Rodney.
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 What did we do last night, Rodney?
Still up to your old tricks, I see.
Rodney, I don't remember a thing from last night.
Oh, Rodney, you just know how to party.
That's right,
strong.
You're so strong, Rodney.
Oh, Rodney. You don't remember a thing, do you?
You and your tricks, Rodney.
That's right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Where'd she get that dildo?
Where did it come from?
More likely, where did she put it?
Oh, I can.
Because this isn't what's in her vagina. This is what's in her bladder.
Oh, she really got it up.
So she's into that, huh?
A woman in Arizona needed emergency surgery after she got an adult love toy stuck inside her bladder.
Jesus, God.
Ouch.
What do you do when that happens? Let's get the story here from KMOV-TV.
Her pleasure turned to pain in an instant.
Every time it went off, it was like my entire abdomen was vibrating.
She's talking to the news about it?
Just made the news.
Oh, my God.
What?
Channel 3 was like, oh my God. You guys don't believe it. A woman shoved a vibrator in her bladder. And she wants to talk to us.
So she was pleasuring her the wrong area and shoved it right up in there.
Just went way up there.
It's crazy. We've never once seen someone talk to the news about this.
This is incredible.
And they set a pleasure and pain line.
Yeah. And then they made the vibrator noise.
And they
said,
let it rock. Yeah, they turned it on.
Her pleasure turned to pain in an instant.
Every time it went off, it was like my entire abdomen was vibrating.
Yeah.
This woman is talking about her new Vesper vibrator necklace by the company Crave, a sex toy she wore out to dinner with her boyfriend, then used with him when they got home earlier this month.
We talked about this, remember?
Yes. Yes.
The dildo you could wear as jewelry?
I think that they took a picture of her wearing it, too. I think those were her
boobs. Yeah, I think so, too.
I think those were her boobs. Those were her breasts.
Oh, my God.
With her boyfriend, then used with him when they got home earlier this month. She was only using it on the outside of her body as intended.
I moved and all out of nowhere, I just felt a really sharp pain.
And the vibe.
Oh my God, are you kidding? She's saying she was using it on the outside and it got sucked right up into her bladder?
I wish they would let me do this news interview.
Is her boyfriend David Copperfield?
What?
I'd be like, No, she's into.
That adds up.
She's into whatever. I don't know what it's like urethral masturbation.
It's sounding, right?
It's sounding, but for women.
Yeah.
She said she just told the reporter she was using it on the outside, and all of a sudden it got sucked up inside her.
Listen,
flying on the shampoo bottle.
Right,
it's the female equivalent of
this. End game here, a lawsuit.
I guess.
Maybe.
Let's find out. Back to the story.
The vibrator was nowhere to be found.
Where is it? And he's like, he didn't know.
But she could still feel it.
First reaction was panic, because I had just lost something inside of me that was still going off.
Incredible.
Still vibrating.
Yeah, it was still vibrating.
With the device still on, she went to the emergency room, where several doctors did pelvic exams, but with no success.
The emergency room staff wasn't able to find it in the vagina.
So they called in OBGYN, Dr. Greg Marchand, to take a look.
Yeah, that is... that is incredible.
And he was shocked by what he found on the x-ray and inside her body.
I was really surprised when I'm looking in the abdomen and realizing this device is actually in the bladder. I've never seen a case like this in my entire career.
They realized the device had actually entered her body through her urethra and went into her bladder, lodging itself sideways.
God.
So they had to surgically remove it.
Damn
this
it.
Is video of that procedure.
Jesus.
The woman plans on filing a lawsuit against the company for lack of warning on the
radio. So that's it. The end game is a lawsuit. That's why she went to the news.
Yeah.
They're like, we didn't know that we didn't know that we had to tell people not to shove it up their pee hole. Your Honor.
But it says only for use outside the body. It says right there. So that should cover it.
Yeah, she wants them to believe that her urethra is like a black hole in space.
Come on.
Just like listen, sucked it in there.
Sucked it in somehow.
I don't know. I don't know much about a female body.
We know.
I haven't spent any time with one.
And not in a while.
But I'm assuming that that area... is a tight squeeze.
Yeah, I don't
like guys who get into this have to start small,
right?
And then they get larger and larger and more things go in. I'm assuming that it would be the exact same for a girl. I don't know how much room, like off the bat, how much can you get in there? That's what I need to know.
That thing's pretty.
I don't want to know that. I'm sure there's videos of it, but I don't want to see those. I can't, I don't get pleasure from pain, even watching pain. I know some people do, I don't. It just makes me...
We need to see
it. Chuck, let's see the back to the story.
Then even during normal use, she says the small and narrow design is dangerous, especially with a detachable chain. Mm. After her horrific vibrator experience, she says she'll be taking it down a notch.
I bet.
Are you done using sex toys?
Probably.
No, you're not!
Yeah, right.
Whatever, whore.
It's part of your...
Of course.
It's part of your
come
sex.
On. Stuff the guy shoved it there probably like a
you
dart.
Guys like come on, we're supposed to believe this thing just got sucked up inside her pee hole.
That's what she wants.
Stop it. That's bull crap.
This is incredible.
Bull crap, bitch. Bull crap.
Number one, maybe leave the chain on it, especially if you're just all we were doing
right,
was doing
wrap it around my wrist
outside
if I'm
stuff
on,
if you're just doing outside stuff, why did you make it a perfect cylinder? Because it has a stopper at the end if you leave it on, but something tells me they didn't want it to stop.
No, they that thing, it did not get sucked up into her.
She said she was only using it on the outside of her body. Mm-hmm. She doesn't say that he was using it.
But then he was like, or she said, oh, and he looked down and said, it's not there, I can't.
There's a section of her story.
Yeah.
That she didn't really go into much detail.
Right.
It was on the outside of my body.
Mm-hmm.
I moved, and then way up inside my bladder.
Way inside me. Not just a little bit inside of her.
No, in her bladder.
Yeah. Way up there.
If you had to put, if it has to go in the pee hole, it has to be forced in. It doesn't just slide in.
Well, this is why I want to see.
Oh, Chuck.
If.
What am I, is it female sounding? Is that what they would look for?
I don't know. I think.
Type that, yeah.
Female.
Let's start there.
Sounding out of that. I can't even think about it.
Yeah, it's bad. Well, and then what a high stakes claw game that surgery is.
Mm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That guy was great at it.
Female urethral sounding.
Okay, so there it is.
Oh God.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. Can I do it?
I just need to know how easy this is.
Mm. Oh, like, I can't watch guys do that.
I can't either.
Women
I can't.
Like,
can you imagine how? Because the pain of it. Oh, the pain. God. Oh, where are
okay,
you going?
So those balls, how wide do you think that those things
That's
are?
Way smaller than the thing that woman got stuck in her. It's like tiny little balls.
What a time for it to buffer. See, that does not look good. That does not
I guess
look
it's,
good.
It's a larger area than I would have thought. Isn't that just immense pain?
That's got to be immense pain, dude. That's got to be, like, not that different from what we feel.
But it's probably, the same.
You know? That's where we pee, too.
Mm-hmm.
We pee there, too.
Yep, gotcha.
Whoa! Holy smoke, she's stirring the drink!
Hey, Julie Jackhammer.
Oh, my goodness, great. Yikes! Huge! Boo!
Mm.
How do you get into that?
Cacao. No, she's into it.
What makes you into it?
Obviously, you can tell she's into it.
Yeah, she's into it, but...
I mean, that's how... That seems
like... Oh, that's a pen. That's bigger.
Well, stuff gets bigger and bigger,
bigger,
right?
Bigger.
That's a dryer pen. Mm. It seems like that's how you get an infection. That's a toothbrush. Get an infection in your urethra. That's
straw.
How you get... Man, a lot of people have these, like, it looks like little beads.
That's like the space needle.
That
guy's got a ghost mask on. That makes it even scarier.
Well, he's got a thing shoved
right
down.
It's like a $2 screen mask.
Yeah.
Like a off-brand one.
Okay, but I will say this. It's a larger... The opening is bigger than I thought it would be.
But I think that that's because
but you think that's a,
she's made
use,
it that way.
Yeah.
But you still wouldn't be able to easily slip something in there is the whole point of us doing that research.
Yeah.
You couldn't just go, whoop, that thing was fat. It would have to be, it was just resting somewhere, and he was going to pound town, and then somehow hit it and pushed it in.
No way. No, impossible.
Thank you, Dr. Lisa.
Thank you.
Impossible.
Yeah, the only way that it could have worked is if they were doing that and it was on the outside and a hawk flew in and just smashed it right up into her bladder by mistake. The perfect.
Yeah, how do you get into this?
There's a nurse that says there's no way it slipped in. And that's what I'd get. If I was that dildo company, I'm like, just get me a professional.
I think it's an easy, classic shut and dry case there.
It is.
It should be. I mean, I don't think they're too worried about the deliberations.
No.
She talked to the news.
You know what, though? She had to talk to the news because if you want money, you got to go to the news. That's your only hope, right? She had to go to the news.
You claim that it just slipped into your pee hole?
I know.
Like, it's not. If it just slipped into her
this
badge,
is why,
okay,
but
I get
this
it.
Is the thing. She's not counting on a show like ours.
To analyze it?
Where we're going to, you know, where I'm like, impossible! You know, like,
I think it will use us as evidence.
That's how we're going to end up called in this case.
Yep.
The people versus
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, people versus pee hole.
People versus pee hole.
Order.
Yeah. There's no possible way.
There's one radio
I've
show.
I've watched hundreds of these.
Chuck's our expert.
I can't believe it every time.
Mm. The comedy of errors that had to take place, Your Honor, for this thing to slide up in there.
Mm-mm. Well, and the other thing is, too, just think about. She wasn't in, like, she was like,
where is it? Where'd it go? I feel it.
Jesus.
Where is it?
Like, do you know how much pain you'd be in?
Right. That's
do you know
it,
how much pain you'd be in?
You would instantly know something went in there and be like,
yeah. Right? You'd be in so much pain if it was just if someone took that and...
This woman said, I had a tiny urinary catheter placed for surgery and it was the most uncomfortable experience of my life. Watching my dad, I couldn't see what was happening. I just knew they were removing his catheter years ago. I did almost pass out.
Dude, it is not. Yep. I mean, that's why.
Knock you out before you. They
that's
do
why
that.
Those kidney stones are like the most nightmarish thing you can have.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid. Drink lots of liquid.
You got to drink that water.
Water.
Get that.
Someone said
wowabunga.
Yeah.
Woo! My urethra.
It's just so unbelievably ridiculous.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that the news person didn't call her out. They didn't.
Well, they couldn't even show
you're
the
telling
news.
Me you did not know this went into your pee hole, bitch.
They love it.
You're telling
right.
me that?
Are you kidding me, Dave?
Yeah,
they love it.
Yeah.
They
were like, you go off about
but
this.
But report. Do a real report. Like, get to the bottom of it. Don't just take everything she says and put it on the air.
Right. But I think what they do is you do the one report where it's...
You show me that pee hole right now. You whip it out.
But I think they do the first report so they can do the second one and then the third one. Like, they want it
sure,
to go as
they
long.
Love this.
They want to drag it out. You know, they don't want to blow her whole case right off the bat.
As the news, because the news is different than, so you want gotcha journalism, kind of like, you know, the truth and all that.
Yeah, Dave's after the truth.
Those
days are old school news.
Those days are gone, Dave. That's old school, man.
This is entertainment.
The truth doesn't matter anymore, Dave.
Cronkite's dead, bud.
She's talking about her vibrator on there.
Yeah. But think about this right now.
Vibrator.
So something's happened to me. I'm a girl. I moved. Where'd it go? Mm. Hey, honey.
You're the one that should
know. Can you find it for me? I don't know where it went. Wouldn't you know instantly from just the pain involved exactly where it is?
Absolutely you
would. You would. Come on.
There's no question you would. That's why it's all so unbelievable.
It is crazy. But that is, they're trying to stretch it out. I mean, because if I was the news director now in these times, and then that person, like, she's like, this lady is going to do this interview with me about this thing shoving up into her beehole.
It was on. The vibrator was still on.
She
in
said
there.
It was still on, and she wants to talk to us about it. And I'd be like, you listen here. Sit down. I'd be like, you don't ask her one thing. You let her talk as long as she wants.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You let her go.
Show it around her neck. They got a shot of it around her
You get it
neck.
Around yep. You show them unscrewing it.
Was that the one, and you think the one they kept showing shots of was the one that was inside her?
Oh, I
that's the one.
Isn't
so.
It's got to be. I don't think they buy one for that story.
So. Oh, yeah.
Right. No, the
that's
actual
hers.
One.
That's
right?
hers.
The actual one.
Yeah, Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Right.
It's got to be.
Yeah. Yeah, no. If you call her out, then that report's over so quick.
Exactly. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's why you do the whole interview. You leave that to the end.
Right.
That's the trick. You get everything out of her, and then you're like, just thinking about it here. You're a lying bitch.
Do you care? You've made yourself a complete fool, bitch.
No, they want her to go to court. They want to be able to say she's in court. And then when it's all over, you do the story where you're like, we thought something was wrong the whole entire time. So we looked into it and behind her back.
The news person didn't even say anything. They showed her just one time going, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you do? How do you react?
People are saying if she plays with it a lot, it could be bigger, but not.
Yeah, well,
but
but
there's no magic
space
vacuum effect that would suck it up all the way into the bladder.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you went on the news and you're trying to say that you don't play there.
Yeah, it's a malfunction with
it. It was a malfunction. Yeah. It's like no sex toy, really. I mean, I guess there are some things that are designed to go there, but they're designed to go there. And even they probably say, don't put it there.
Well, yeah, I don't think you're supposed to.
No,
you know? You're not supposed to.
Like, there's sounding kits.
That sounding thing that we just watched. That looked like what you use to mix a Bloody Mary up.
Yeah.
Is it? It looked just like a stirrer.
It did.
Stirrer.
One of those.
A nice bar.
Nice cocktail stirrers.
Is that what it is?
Maybe it is.
I feel like it is.
Yeah.
No. And it should be used for that. Instead
yes,
of
cocktails, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me see the cocktail stirrer.
Yeah, look, like this kind of thing right there.
Yeah.
See?
I've seen cocktail stirrers that look just like the one.
Me too.
It's incredible. And she was just shoving it right in her urethra.
Yeah, look, like these kind of things. That's exactly what it looks like. Steel cocktail stirrer pick.
You know, you just want to, you're going to get an infection, and it's going to hurt when you bathe.
It is. And you're not going to get any money from that dildo company.
No.
You're just not.
That's what she wants is that big dildo money.
She wants
the money.
She's
trying to take on, you can't take on big
dildo. And I don't want to shock her, but she's one of six people that bought one of those things you wear around your neck.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
No one bought that.
That's what we said. No one will buy them, but no, we were wrong. This guy emailed us. He said, my girlfriend wanted me to get a Prince Albert, so I went into the piercer. She inserted the needle catch into my urethra, and it hurt. The piercer also said to me that I had a very small urethra. Are you sure you want to get this done? I, for lack of better judgment, said yes and continued on. So from personal experience, anything in the urethra is highly noticeable.
Yeah.
You have a very small
Why do you think
urethra?
Like guys like talk about when they have to get a test done?
The swab.
And they'd have to put like a...
Dude, whenever you accidentally get the tiniest little bit of soap in there, man. It's like... It's like a four-alarm fire.
Yep.
Oh, my God. So yep.
Oh, my God.
Right.
You're right.
I mean, there was no... That is a...
I cry. I almost cry.
I once it did almost bring me to tears, too. Oh. Like, it is so painful. And it was with, like, a real fragrance soap. I was in a hotel.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And I got just... Irish Spring in there once. And I thought I needed to go...
And I like it, too.
I thought I needed to go to the hospital. I was like,
this is bad.
It's the most clean the inside's ever
you
been.
You learn real quick... That is a no-no hole.
Yeah, no-no hole.
Yeah, I agree.
You're absolutely right.
I agree.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is something in our next story that could possibly happen to Lisa. A woman who was looking for a cookie in her purse while driving hit a man and threw him into the Savannah River in Georgia. new information was released by the Georgia State Patrol regarding this incident of this guy who was thrown into Little Back River. Abaya Cunningham was parked on the east shoulder of State Route 25 with his lights and hazards on. He walked to the front of his car to see what the issue was. That's when Amber Black started to drive on the shoulder. Her car struck his car, pushed his car 22 feet down the road, and eventually hit him. He jumped over a concrete barrier to try and get out of the way. He was holding onto a beam over the Savannah River.
Jesus.
Couldn't keep holding on too much longer.
No.
Fell into the river.
Is everybody okay? The cookie incident.
She told troopers she took her eyes off the road trying to find a cookie in her purse. And that's when this happened.
You said that because I used to keep like I had pizza in my purse.
Yeah, pizza in your purse. Long time ago. Yeah, that was the old Lisa.
You had Lisa's magic purse. We called it. She'd pull everything out of there.
Like all sorts of things out of there.
Cilantro.
Yeah.
You had a whole plant.
If it were a different reality where men's had purses.
Yeah,
lots of cookies in there.
Whole chickens, turkeys. Yeah. I'd have just you know.
Same time, batter, I would just
a loose bag of batter.
Just reach my hand in there and willy nilly look around until I. That's a cookie.
Yeah, use your fingers. Mm-hmm.
Any word of what kind of cookie it was?
Doesn't say.
That's an important detail.
Doesn't say what kind of cookie it was. If it was oatmeal chocolate chip, I understand.
It's only a couple cookies worth killing a man for.
Yeah.
I just keep picturing like a Bebop just like holding him like in a cliffhanger. Just like, I'm sorry about all this.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. I'll use my brute strength. Just hold tight. It was an oatmeal raisin. It wasn't even that good. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's so sad if it's an oatmeal raisin. It's so sad.
It wasn't even worth your life. I'm sorry. Chocolate chip, maybe. I wouldn't even be here holding you.
I hate oatmeal raisin cookies.
Oh, God. It gets me every time because oatmeal chocolate chip is my favorite cookie. So I'm like, oh, here it is. And then I'm like, no, it's never.
That's a rare cookie, oatmeal chocolate chip.
You're right. It is.
You never really see an oatmeal chocolate chip.
You should see it way more often.
You should. But it's always been my whole life. It's always been oatmeal raisin. And boy, did my grandparents love oatmeal raisin cookies.
See, at my school, we were lucky because they made oatmeal chocolate chip cookies at my school fresh.
I don't even think we knew about that here.
Wow, that's all I knew about,
because I don't even think I've really encountered an oatmeal chocolate chip.
I don't think I have.
Oh my God,
speaking of eating and driving, I did just I don't even know how I fell into this hole. I was looking up gadgets like I do sometimes. and I found out you can buy for your car. It's a sauce holder that clips onto your vent.
Yeah.
So it's right there so you can dip and drive.
I know, but then you're going to get the dip's going to drip.
The dip will get all over your car.
The dip's going to drip.
You almost have to have like a track of a tray that goes right to your face.
Look, there it is there. Oh, where's the ones on?
See, Roland has showed me that, like, I know, I think it's Burger King. You can actually flip the fries or, like, whatever.
Oh, I know what
you're talking
about.
Maybe yes. It's their chicken fries or something. You can flip what they come in, and the sauce fits right in it.
Yeah. So there, that's this thing here. It's called Sosmodo.
Sosmodo.
Sosmodo, and it holds ketchup or dipping sauces.
Mm-hmm. Right in your vent, too. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about it? It looks like they expect you to just squeeze some in. They have, like, a blank one.
That's wild.
Then in case you want to just add the ketchup yourself.
You got to wash that thing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
What?
If you've already, if you've decided, you're like, listen, I don't have any dignity. I need to dip on the road for sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. I need to dip on the road.
I'm there.
Yeah. Don't just forget the Sosmodo. Just drink it. And chew.
No, oh my God.
This was on Shark Tank.
Yeah, this was on Shark. I wonder if this, is this a commercial?
They probably.
But Dave already has 25 things in his in his vents already.
You're a sucker for a vent robot.
I am. I love anything.
So you don't have to clean it. It's just for the.
Well, okay. you can sauces. You can put the sauces, but there was that one. There,
yeah.
If you add your, say you add mayo or something,
or they just give you packets of ketchup,
you could squeeze
them in there.
See, and that's the thing. Ketchup might be the only one I could see, but
there's some places now that do those ketchup that looks like the sauce. That you can either squeze or open.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've
seen they give you the option. Word.
Yeah, it's a brilliant time we live in.
I mean,
but
they don't. They wouldn't fit that ketchup style.
Wouldn't fit in there.
That
you don't
because
think,
it's
no?
longer. It looks like a little bottle. Mm. Have you ever gotten that one?
No, I've never seen those.
Yeah,
it looks like a miniature little plastic ketchup. Bottle.
I've seen every kind of ketchup container there is.
Look up Arby's.
I just use my little separate cup holders to put my sauces in.
I'm telling
this
you,
this is it. It's called squeeze, dip, and squeeze.
Yeah, those things.
So you peel it open or squeeze it out.
You know, it looks like a little mini little ketchup.
The choice is yours.
Choice is yours, James.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But it does. It just seems like I can't believe you found the Sosmodo, Dave.
No,
you don't seem like you dip a lot on the road.
I don't, honestly.
Buy
it. It's not for me, but I've just fell into a gadget hole and I'm like, look at this. And look at that.
Yeah.
Well, think about how much you think that thing costs.
$3.99.
Oh, like
three
to cents? Make?
Yeah.
A couple of pennies.
Yeah, a couple of
and
pennies.
And they sell two for $9.99.
Yeah. It's like a 2,000% increase or whatever.
Well, that's why the Shark Tank people said yes, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's what they do. They're like, wait a second, you're selling a tiny piece of plastic for
but there's all sorts of knockoff versions. This one's called Keeping It Saucy.
Jesus, too long a name, you dumbass. You should let me be on Shark Tank. Too long a name, very stupid.
I don't even like Sosmodo.
Sosmodo's, it's idiotic.
But anyway, just something I found there as we were talking about eating in the car.
You call it the sauce boss. And then you put a question mark on it. Sauce boss?
Question mark?
Like you're asking the boss if he wants some sauce.
Yeah.
Because you're the boss.
Thank you, Andy. That's Andy's pitch.
That's his pitch. I could sell it.
Until they come up with something I can put in the center of my steering wheel that defies any kind of turning of the steering wheel that I do and it keeps it level, I'm out.
You need like an equilibrium.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
The gyroscope.
Yeah, gyroscope.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
Just forgo dignity.
Drink it down, huh?
Just take a shot and chew. Take a shot and chew.
Danielle, you have one of these Sosmodos in your car? You dip and drive a lot?
Yeah, actually, I am the person with no dignity who has the sauce.
So, what's your big sauce? Like, what do you just have to dip while you drive?
Let's see. So, I usually get Chick-fil-A with the barbecue sauce. And I've tried sushi. That is a disaster.
Sushi.
Don't do that.
Oh, you can't do soy sauce. Soy sauce?
She's advanced.
Soy sauce. Yeah,
that's impressive.
But I would not recommend.
Yeah. No, my goodness.
Soy sauce all over.
So you're just eating in your car quite a bit, you find, so that made it convenient.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really clean it out very well because it's always on the driver's side, and I got to make sure I don't get sauce on like my pants or something like that because I have to lean forward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I wonder what other things,
thanks
Dave,
for calling in.
What other things can you find that clip into your vents?
I just thought of a gadget.
What's that?
Don't say it. Should I not? I mean, it's kind of technologically advanced.
Okay.
I don't think I have the means to make it really get off the ground.
Maybe Elon Musk will.
But yeah, this is more Elon Musk territory, but it's a tray that comes out underneath your first or probably third chin.
Uh-huh.
And little tiny robot arms.
Mm.
That pick the chicken up and dip
and
it.
Feed you. That's going to be too pricey. Yeah, oh, that's going to be too pricey.
You think?
Yeah. I mean,
it doesn't seem... is that?
Is that's that a double dipper. That's
a double dipper.
Double one. You can put two dips in there.
Whoa.
The double dipper dip clip.
See, even opening one of those on the road is precarious.
Well, you got to open before you take off.
I'd never do that in my Arana God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a ton of things you can get that clip into your vent. There's a pocket organizer clips in.
You love it. You're getting that.
Oh, man, I know.
What? What?
It's like a pocket protector for your car.
Yeah.
You're like
keep it organized.
What is that? What was that? Sky Mall magazine? That was like,
ooh,
you were like their dream.
I miss that. Yeah. It's not in planes anymore. Yeah. I used to look. I never bought anything from it. Maybe
just
I did
like
once.
To look.
But I loved I loved, like, ooh, wouldn't I love that?
Yeah, wow.
I wanted that big Sasquatch.
Oh, I didn't buy that gel once. You ever buy that? That detailing gel, it's kind of like
it keeps coming up on my all my stuff right now.
Whoa,
it's like a silly putty kind of thing, but then you just push it into every
it's like
nook and cranny in your car and it gets all the dirt and
it's like kids slime.
Yeah,
it's like a trick that detailers have always used to get, like, you can shove it down into a cup holder and when you pull it out, it gets everything out.
So you reuse it, you throw it away.
They probably throw them away, but you reuse it until it's like.
Like, if I were to use it in my car, it'd be dirty within, like, the first 2 minutes.
I love that somebody texted, and Andy, you can stick certain foods in a harmonica holder.
Oh, my God. So you set up your harmonica holder with food, and you can lean forward and eat from it. Oh, no.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Like,
like corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Didn't Burger King come out with, like, a Whopper holder like that?
They did. Someone did that.
My God.
No, Andy, you're not getting a harmonica food holder.
Well, I'm not
you
these
days.
You
cannot do it.
But young Andy, I might have.
That is sad. There's a guy eating a Pop-Tart with one.
Pop-Tart in there.
Oh, they photoshopped it.
Oh,
there's the burger one.
Burger.
There's the real burger one.
That looks like James almost eating it.
You guys didn't realize there's a Whopper model on the side, huh?
Yeah.
The hands-free Whopper holder.
Yeah, that is a James doppelganger, that guy. And then, of course, Bob Dylan.
Yes.
The only other man to ever wear a harmonica holder.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.